At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
D-Mace, Vingen and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Adam Vingen, Willie Donick, Connor Newt, and David Janes here with you. We are live at 5 Iron Golf in Midtown, 202 21st Avenue South in Nashville, Tennessee. Of course, come join us. We're here until the top of the hour. We've got gift cards to give away. We've got a free two hours of golf and a Trackman golf simulator to give away. That's a $180 value. So if you want to partake in any of that, come join us here at 202 21st Avenue South. Get a raffle ticket, and you will have a chance to win. We will be joined momentarily by Sportsnet NHL insider Elliot Freeman. We were joined yesterday by Elliot Freeman's old co-host on 32 Thoughts, the podcast, Jeff Marek, one of my favorites. A really good conversation, Willie, with Jeff on the state of the Predators GM search and more.
Oh, no question. And I liked in particular for his perspective firsthand on Brady Martin. We've been talking about him a lot because he's such a critical piece as we discuss how you get the franchise from where it is now back to true contending. Do you have to go backwards to get there, or can somebody like a Brady Martin be an accelerator to help the process that they've been working on here?
Let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in Sportsnet NHL insider Elliot Freeman. Elliot, how are you? How is your vacation?
Vacation was great. Thank you, guys. Do you know that person who is immediately on the phone when you land a plane and everybody else just glares at them and stares at them? I'm that guy right now, so I hope this is good. Yeah, I hope this is good.
I was that guy earlier today, Elliot, hopefully make you feel better. My daughter called when we landed from Salt Lake, and I may or may not have had the noise cancellation in my headphones, which made me talk louder to everybody around me, and so I probably got a few stares.
Well, yeah, I bet you it's not the first time.
You're right, it's not the first time.
Well, Elliot, we appreciate you doing this under those circumstances, so... You reported last weekend on Hockey Night in Canada that the Predators reached out to the Hurricanes about interviewing their GM, Eric Tulsky, but were denied, which I found fascinating. What more can you tell us about that? And does the fact that they attempted to interview the most data-centric GM in the league tell us anything about their intentions in hiring a GM?
You know, I think that to me what it says, Adam, is that we're kind of going through a phase right now. Like this, you know, Toronto talked about, you know, a data-ready GM2. You know, one of the things I really believe is these teams become worth more and more. And, you know, a lot of these franchises are approaching the $2 billion mark if they're not there already. That these owners, the days of them being completely hands-off owners are over. They want to have a say, and they want to talk to people who can speak to them in their language. And, you know, I still think we're still relatively new in the data era in the NHL. The teams do always say to me, be careful what you use publicly because we have more available to us privately than we let on. But they do, you know, I think to want to do this job now, Adam, you have to speak to these owners in a language they understand. And I would say that in a lot of Bill Haslam's businesses, he probably uses data. He gets things explained to him in a way that, like any decision that he makes, you have to be able to provide him evidence it's going to work. Like the company that owns Sportsnet is a big big one, one of the biggest in Canada, one of the two biggest in Canada, and they're willing to spend money. Like, they own the Blue Jays, too. They just spent $500 million on Vladimir Guerrero, and we just spent $11 billion on the NHL TV deal, and it's a lot of money, and they'll do it, but you have to explain it to them in ways that make sense, and I think, you know, Bill Haslam's probably similar to that, too. And Eric Heiske, who's the GM of the Hurricanes, he speaks to people in that language. Now, I think you have to be good at other things. I think you have to have a good eye. I think you have to be willing to grind. But, you know, I think what it says to me is Eric Heiske speaks to owners in a language that they understand, and his team is consistently good. And I think I'm not surprised they would ask. I'm also not surprised, Adam, that when he said no or they said no, that they pivoted and one of the people they interviewed was one of his lieutenants.
Elliot, you have mentioned former Arizona Coyotes GM John Chayka either was or is in the mix for the Predators opening. I remember his exit from Arizona being a little messy. I don't recall all the details. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he hasn't been in the league since his departure from Arizona. So what has he been up to, and what is his reputation around the league at this point?
Okay, lots of good questions there. A couple of things for me to unpack. First of all, Chayka, when he was in Arizona, New Jersey had the opening, and they wanted the Devils owners have some connection to him. They liked him. They asked for permission to interview him. The Coyotes said no. It got a little bit messy. But also, under Chayka, the Coyotes were investigated for testing draft prospects outside of the allowed times. And they were found guilty of that, and he was suspended for that. And that was the last time he was the GM. Now, I understand that Chayka is now in good standing. There would be nothing preventing him from getting hired. I don't know where he stands in the current search. I know that the Devils have had some interest in him, and the Leafs have had some interest in him. He's another guy who really understands data and how to do it. As for what he's been doing, Chayka has a lot of other interests. And, for example, it sounds kind of funny, but it's true. He owns a bunch of Wendy's. And do you guys have Wendy's in Tennessee?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure. It's like he owns like 15 of them. And he's done very well in business and other ways. He's had some other sports interests. I don't want to exactly say what they were because I don't want to get them wrong. But he's kind of had other interests. And I think he's always thought about getting back. I think when you go through something like that, you're kind of waiting for the right time maybe to come back and have a second act. And I believe he's had some interest. And I think there's some teams who've had some interest in him. I just don't know if now is going to be the right time.
Elliot Freeman is with us. Elliot, the Colorado Avalanche have clinched the President's Trophy, and if the Predators make the playoffs, they will face the Colorado Avalanche in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. As you know, it's been quite a while since the President's Trophy winner has won the Stanley Cup. As you look at this Avalanche team, do you think they are in any way gettable? Not necessarily by the Predators, but by any team they could face in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah, you know what? I think you mentioned the key there is that nobody does it anymore. Now, it doesn't mean it's impossible. I would never count them out. I would never count out a team with Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar. They're a heck of a team. I think that a couple of things. Number one, does your goaltending hold up? You know, we've seen a lot of situations in this league where, especially in a seven-game series, you get goals where some goalie decides he's going to, and Saros has it in him, where he stands on his head and he wins a series for a team. Number two is health. You know, Makar, they don't seem to be too worried about it. I think he's going to play pretty soon.
but he is hurt right now. You lose somebody big, and all of a sudden, you got a big hole that you can't overcome. And I would say the other thing, too, is, you know, Martin Natchez has been a great fit for them. They traded Rantanen, they got Natchez. He's turned out to be a heck of a player. But now it's his time to kind of take the next jump in the postseason. I think Natchez is going to be a big key for them.
Elliot Friedman is with us from 32 Thoughts. Elliot, in your podcast, and by the way, thank you for helping me get from Salt Lake back to Nashville with your podcast. I really enjoyed Kyle's interview with Ryan Johansson, by the way. For Predator fans, you need to hear this. As everybody calls him around here, Joey, he came on the Predators podcast a couple weeks ago after he announced his retirement, then joined us in the booth, albeit it was not a really good period for the Predators when he was on with Chris Mason and I. I think the Predators got outscored 2-0 by that Montreal team that's setting the world on fire right now. But great
Some
interview that Kyle did with,
Willie,
with Ryan.
When, when Ryan's on the ice, the Predators get outscored 2-0. Yeah.
Kyle Don't didn't rip him about that. He had a, wide open. Yeah. But one thing you mentioned that caught my attention was the GM talks you've had with these openings, and you've had some real interesting philosophical discussions, especially with the Toronto job open, about the specialization, the departmentalizing, I guess, of the assistant GMs and how that sort of changed your day-to-day duties and maybe made it harder for somebody to look like a clear-cut GM candidate.
Yeah, so what I was referring to there, and I think some of that is happening in your own process in Nashville, guys, is that, you know, Keith Kelly in Toronto, he made the comment that we have like six associate general managers. I think that's about the number. But it used to be that maybe the team had one, two, now three, five, six. I guess it's kind of become normal. And what that means is you have one assistant general manager who's maybe in charge of college scouting, and you get another assistant general manager who's in charge of maybe pro scouting, and another assistant general manager who's in charge of data, and you get another assistant general manager who's in charge of contract negotiation. And you know, as a team, you might say, oh, that's great, we specialize, we really like that. But I think what I've heard in some of these situations, it used to be that when you interviewed a guy who was assistant general manager somewhere else, you interviewed a person who was responsible for all of that. Like, they dabbled. You know, maybe they did a few contract negotiations. Maybe they did some scouting. You know, data is a relatively new thing, but, you know, they had multiple, maybe they ran your American Hockey League team. Now you get someone who does maybe one of those things. And I've just heard, I heard from that owner, and it was funny, Willie, I heard from another owner today after I said it. And they said, whoever told you that has been talking to a few of us, because now you're meeting people with maybe an expertise in one or two of those things. And I've heard that in your search, which I believe is continuing, I haven't found out who, but I'm under the impression that you guys are going to do some more interviews. But I have heard that in your situation, one of the things that you guys have run into is you've met some pretty impressive people who don't have expertise across all of those areas. And I think this is such a big hire for you guys that one of your concerns is you'd like to meet a few more people who have more of a spectrum of responsibilities. And I don't think you are the only team running into this. I think there's a few teams running into this who are saying, we've got people who are really bright, but they haven't, maybe they don't negotiate contracts yet, or maybe they don't do a lot of scouting yet. And, you know, the one thing I would say is that if I was a candidate, I would ask to do different things. Maybe not overstep my bounds, but could I sit in on a negotiation? Could, if I wasn't like a scout, could I go on scouting trips just to see what it's like? Like, I think you have to have an understanding of how all this stuff works and an understanding of how people that you're going to be under your employ do their jobs. And I have heard you guys have kind of looked at that and said, we'd like to speak to more people who have more responsibility, and I don't think you're the only team that is thinking that way.
Elliot, you guys talked a lot about the Mammoth last night. I think they're a really interesting team, especially, as you pointed out, the draw that they're going to get as they solidify this top wild card spot. They're going to get the winner of the Pacific. I don't know what the odds makers would say, but I would think it's at least a toss-up. The only thing they lack is really, I guess, the winning experience on their roster. But, man, they look really sharp right now.
Sorry, who are you talking about there, Willie? Cut out for a sec.
The Mammoth.
The Mammoth.
Utah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry, about that. You cut out for a sec. I'm just getting out of the airport here, so I missed you. That I really like the way they play, Willie. I don't know about you. I mean, you see every team. You've called some really exciting games, and you've called some really boring games. I'll bet. I find that a lot of their games are pretty exciting. I really like watching them. I like the way they go up and down the ice. They've got a lot of talent. They play to that strength. It'll be interesting because I agree with you. Like, you know, the teams at the top of the Pacific, they don't terrify you. And Edmonton's got kind of the self-control here. Edmonton's got the path where they control it. And I assume they're going to win it, or Vegas over the Ducks. I don't know that the Ducks pull this off, but I think they'll be able to give anybody a challenge. Now, I'll say this: Edmonton, Utah. Those games might end like 8-7, and I'll take those in a playoff series.
Elliot Freeman, Sportsnet NHL Insider, has been our guest on D-Mate. Vin Gnadonic, he joins us every week and is sponsored by Old National Bank. Get old. Elliot, thank you for doing this under those circumstances. I know how awkward it can be talking on the phone at an airport, but that's why you're the best in the business.
We've all been there.
And we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
615-737-1025.
I was picturing Elliot getting whatever bag he had in the overhead,
yes,
saying goodbye to the flight attendants, going down the hallway, yes, making his way through. That was definitely happening in real time.
Yes, but Elliot is a pro. He does it all the time, and that's why he is the best in the business.
It's funny, if you listen to his podcast, he oftentimes gets into that spot where he's like in a, you know, in the airport waiting to get on a plane, or he's in a hotel room. He said he's had to get up in the middle of the night and be in his shower so he doesn't wake his family up,
yeah,
for a scoop that's going on. So there's always these things that happen. But I would say, if you have been a follower of the Predators for a long time, listen to the interview with Ryan Johansson. He actually gets into the arbitration weird thing that happened at the end of his career when he got sent to the minors, and there was a dispute over his last year of the contract. And fortunately for him, that's all behind him now, and he can now come out and enjoy. He's happily living in Nashville. I think Ryan Johansson is going to be a personality that is going to be around the team in the coming years in some form, as, if nothing else, an ambassador, an alumni that is going to be a fun guy to have around.
615-737-1025. We're off the air a little bit early today because of Vanderbilt baseball, so we'll wrap up the show coming up next. I do believe we have to crown Willie Donick. We'll explain coming up
next. You want to crown him?
We're about to crown you, I think. 615-737-1025. Adam Vinge, Willie Donick, Connor Newt, 1025 The Game.
Wait, the Bears are what we thought they were. They're what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. I'll be
the last one standing. Gets me every time.
A classic. A classic from Dennis Green. And the reason why we play that is because we do have to crown somebody. We have to crown Willie Donick, the champion of Take It to the Bank for the 2025-2026 season. So congratulations, Willie Donick, on winning Take It to the Bank
Feels good.
This year.
I've ordered the banner for the studio. We'll be hanging it very shortly. Not at Bridgestone Arena, but in the 102.5 The Game studio, where it should be.
Yes.
Not my first, but D-Mace was the champion last year. It's my first in the DVD era.
Okay. My issue is I have, and David, you may have the final totals, but I believe I finished in second place. And if that is indeed the case.
Are you going to hang a banner?
No, but I have come in. That's now two silly underdog pick seasons, and I guess and this take it to the bank season where I finished in second place. Like, I am always the bridesmaid since joining the
silver
show.
Medalist, you know, would be a positive spin on that.
Well, I get a cut of that, too.
Yes.
Because I've helped you a lot.
You did help me. You did help me a bit. I'll give you a sliver of the silver medal. But congratulations to Willie Donick, your take it to the bank champion for the 2025.
You know, we're watching the Masters. I only wish the D-Mace were here so he could hand me the green jacket. You know, with his green jacket on from last year.
But that means you get to pick dinner next year. You get to pick the champion's dinner.
Do we have a prize? Do we give you anything?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Pride.
We're cheap.
I feel like you should get something.
Pride. Yeah.
I feel like you should get something. Maybe we'll figure something out. But congratulations. Take it to the bank starts up again in the fall at the start of college football season, as well as silly underdog picks. Hopefully I can not finish in second place, but finish in first place for once. The Nashville Predators are back in action tomorrow. Three more home games before the end of the regular season. The Predators host the Minnesota Wild tomorrow. Puck drop at 4, pregame at 3, right here on 102.5 The Game. The Predators did have a successful road trip. 3 wins, 1 regulation loss, 1 overtime loss. And yet the Predators returned home today, 1 point out of the final playoff spot in the Western Conference behind the Los Angeles Kings. The Kings at 85 points with a game in hand on the Predators. So despite the fact that the Predators they took care of business, really. When you look at the overall record, points in 4 out of 5 games, 3 wins out of 5 games, that's, 7 out of a possible 10 points, if my math is right? If I would have told you at the beginning of the road trip, hey, the Predators are going to get 7 out of 10 points, you would have said, great. But this is the nature of this Western Conference wild card race, that the Predators, despite that, still outside of the playoffs. I think at this point you can rule out the Seattle Kraken. They're done. I think you can also rule out the St. Louis Blues as well. The San Jose Sharks, I would say, Willie, are on life support. The Sharks, by the way, are here on Monday. But the Winnipeg Jets have creeped back into this. 7-2-1 in their past 10 games. They're now 2 points behind the Predators with the game in hand. So a lot's going to happen in the next week.
Yes, it's going to be a great race. The Jets are the ones that have really impressed. They just keep creeping up. I would say that they probably have the toughest schedule remaining because I think they go on the road. And as you mentioned, the Kraken have slipped, but they won last night, and that to me is a good sign because they have a head-to-head game with the Kings. The Kings have the softest schedule for sure. And so Nashville needs some help from the Kraken, the Calgary Flames, who have been playing pretty well, even though they sold at the deadline, and, of course, the Canucks, who laid another egg. That's 2 games they've had against the Canucks. They've won them both, and they got to play them again at the end of the season in Vancouver. I'm just hoping in, like, a last home game situation with Calgary and Vancouver, like, fan appreciation, that those teams really come out and put up a fight. Stranger things have happened. You see weird results. I'll give you an example. Remember this, Adam, a couple years ago? Unfortunately, the Predators were playing the Calgary Flames, and had they won that game, they would have played the Flames, who were the Pacific champions, as the first wild card. That would have been, I think, a really interesting matchup. Johnny Gaudreau was still with the Flames at the time. The Flames had sort of an overachieving year, if you remember. They still had Matthew Tkachuk. You know, it was before they traded him. So they had a very good team. But it was not nearly as good as the team that ended up winning everything and just blowing everybody away, the Avalanche. Late in that game, UC Saros got hurt. Predators were winning the game. He had a high ankle sprain. It had knocked him out for the season. David Rittich, who's actually played some really good hockey since these days, went in there. He gave up a goal in the last second of the game to tie it. The Flames won in overtime. Then the Predators, all they still had to do was beat Arizona on the last day of the season. Arizona had nothing to play for. There was nobody in the building. There was all this talk about, are they going to move? Are they? And, of course, we know where they are now. They're in Utah. The Predators get up 4-0 in the game. It looks like, oh, they got that. At least they're going to play the Flames and not have to play the Avalanche, even though they don't have UC Saros. Well, the no-names for the Coyotes, I can't remember who even played goal. They had like a complete minor leaguer playing goal. They come back and win the game, 5-4. And the Predators end up playing the Avalanche in the first round, and they were overmatched by that team. So my point is, some of these late-season games that on paper look like easy wins, you see it in baseball too sometimes. Yeah. A minor league pitcher comes up late in the season. You haven't seen him before. He pitches a great game. It can happen, and that's what you have to hope if you're the Predators. Take care of your business. Find a way to win these games. See where you're at the end of the week. If you win three games or if you go 2-0-1, then I think you got a legit shot. You know, if you lose all three, then you don't deserve to be in there anyway.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern, Connor, though, is Roman Josi. Is how will they get anything from him, knowing that, you know, he tried to play last night, but he determined that by the end of warmups he was not going to be able to help the team. I don't know if that's going to be that much better tomorrow or that much better on Monday. That's something to watch. It's truly day to day. I know he'll do everything he can to try to play, but that's a critical guy.
Yeah, I mean, in listening to you and Mace last night and, of course, Max and Hal, it sounds like he's really close and it's not a super major injury, but you're right. It's obviously something that's preventing him from helping the team on a day-to-day basis. It's very day-to-day, up in the air if he'll play tomorrow. But that's a guy that they need out on the ice because, as we mentioned earlier in the show, he's your ace. He's your 1A. He's the kind of guy that changes the trajectory of a game just based on when he's on the ice, especially defensively. And, you know, we've had all this talk today about UC Saros versus Justus Onanen and whether or not you ride the hot hand or not. But I think if you have Roman Josi on the ice against Minnesota tomorrow, that ups your chances of getting a win or at least coming away with some points. And if you're the Predators right now, you need as much of that as you can get. You've got three games left. You've got to play playoff hockey the rest of the way. And that shouldn't be anything different from what they've already been doing because you guys mentioned it on the TV broadcast. I know Max mentions it every single radio call. Every game is the biggest game of the season from here on out simply because it's do or die. You play for points, you play for wins, and you're playing to play some meaningful hockey as we move towards the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I think if Roman Josi is on the ice tomorrow for the Predators, they're going to be that much closer to getting it done.
Here is how the Predators' playoff odds will be influenced by the result of the game tomorrow.
He loves the odds. He loves the probability.
He loves it.
I love this stuff.
He's a math guy.
I just say, win three! Win three!
The Predators, if they win in regulation, their odds improve to 33.5%. If they win in overtime, they improve to 32.9%. If they lose in regulation, it drops all the way to 7.1%. If they lose in overtime, they drop to 20.1%. So a regulation loss would be devastating for the Predators tomorrow at home against the Minnesota Wild. Hey, I like to quantify these things.
Well, at this point, it's pretty simple. You got to win.
Yes, you don't need fancy stats to tell you that the Predators need to win. All right, quickly, before we get out of here.
We've got to get this update in.
We have to do this. the biggest story going in sports right now is the Diana Russini, Mike Vrabel photos that were first published by the New York Post in Page Six, and it's all anybody wants to talk about. And look, I've been fascinated by this story from a journalistic standpoint. I've listened to a lot of really interesting conversations about what this story could mean from a journalistic standpoint. It's also incredibly salacious when you've got one of the best coaches in the NFL looking like he's canoodling with a top reporter.
He's in love. I thought we established that.
Allegedly. Here is what Front Office Sports is reporting. Quote, The Athletic is probing Diana Russini. Interesting choice of words. The Athletic is probing Diana Russini's explanation about photos with Mike Vrabel that were published in the New York Post earlier this week. Sources told Front Office Sports within the story, quote, sources told Front Office Sports that The Athletic is pressing for proof about Russini's statement that they were there with other people. In the days since the Post story was published, there has been no public evidence to support the claims. Russini posted an Athletic story by another author on X on Thursday, but has not published any stories for the outlet since the photos with Vrabel were released on Tuesday. So The Athletic came out and stood behind Diana Russini.
To me, that's the story, is that they first came out and gave her a big benefit of the doubt, right? A big vote of confidence.
Yes.
And that has since changed, at least to some degree, right?
Yes. The fact that The Athletic now feels it has to go back and make sure that it doesn't look stupid by making that statement. And look, I know that these stories capture the minds of all of us. We love good drama. We love reality TV. So I know there's going to continue to be an interest in this story moving forward. What I am interested in is the fallout, specifically for Russini, and whether she is going to be able to survive from a journalistic standpoint. Is she going to be able to report on the NFL, or is she going to have to find another line of work or venture out on her own? I have no idea. But I know that with each little drip of news that comes out about the story, people are going to be eating it up. And I get it from a Titans perspective as well, because Mike Vrabel was the coach here. Diana Russini did a lot of reporting about the Titans. She had a lot of big stories about the Titans during Mike Vrabel's tenure here. It leads people to wonder whether you have to question her reporting and whether she was being honest in her reporting or if she was covering for Mike Vrabel, perhaps. But
okay, so this brings up a whole new question in my mind anyway, and that would be, because if The Athletic goes to her and says, all right, is what you told us true, that you were there with other people, and she admits, if this is the truth, that, no, I was trying to cover for Mike, for myself, whatever, that they could get her for being dishonest to them if that was her story, right?
Yes.
And again, the double standards is nothing will happen to Mike Vrabel. He's going to be the coach of the Patriots. Even if he was the one saying, hey, we got to make something up. We got to say.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what happened or not. And maybe she can provide plenty of evidence. These are my friends. This is Joe and this is Jim. This is whoever. They were all here with us. And here are the room numbers and all this. Maybe everything's cool. But that opens up a door of, they didn't get her for being with Vrabel. They got her for lying about. So the truth will always set you free. I think, you have to say this is a complex world. There's a lot of blurred lines on how you get stories and things like that. I don't know. There's just so many facets to this from a journalistic, an ethical standpoint. And I've made this point from the start. If you think that's the only incident of a professional situation, There's other Diana Russinis, there's other Mike Vrabels in the sports world historically, right?
Yes.
You probably go back 50 years and
find it.
Yes,
there are a lot of examples of this. It just, when it happens in the social media age, it becomes a much, much bigger story. But that'll do it for us today and for this week. We appreciate Connor Newt filling in for Derek Mason today. We will be live at Bridgestone Arena on Monday, Predators versus Sharks. And yet another big game for the Predators. But first, they have yet another big game tomorrow afternoon against the Minnesota Wild. Puck drop at 4, pregame at 3, right here on 102.5 The Game. On behalf of Connor and Willie and for Derek Mason, be loved, love on your people, have a wonderful and safe weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 3 p.m. Peace.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts.
On sale this season at Giant Eagle. You'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.